from KQED.
A Modesto woman is speaking and breathing on her own after an extraordinary surgery at UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento. Surgeons there announced yesterday they've replaced the woman's voice box, thyroid gland, and trachea. It's believed to be only the second human larynx transplant in the world. Sarah Varney reports.
Brenda Jensen severely damaged her larynx more than a decade ago. She had been hospitalized because of a kidney failure, and while she was heavily sedated, she unknowingly pulled a ventilation tube out of her throat. After that, Jensen's larynx fused shut. She couldn't breathe air through her nose or mouth. She couldn't smell or eat. She relied on a tracheostomy tube to breathe and a computerized voice box to talk. Her grandkids said she sounded like a robot. Now, after the transplant, Jensen sounds like herself.
It's just been amazing, because when I talk on the phone, people don't hang up on me no more. I've got a real voice. They don't think I'm a telemarketer or a mechanical machine. It's just been a big, big difference.
An international team of transplant experts completed the 18-hour surgery last October. They met with Jensen for the first time since the operation yesterday in Sacramento and shared details of the procedure. UC Davis surgeon Gregory Farwell led the operation. Using an animated video, he showed how Jensen's larynx was removed and a donated one from an anonymous accident victim was put in its place.
To ensure adequate blood supply to the new voice box, blood vessels from Brenda's neck were brought into proximity to the transplant, and then they were hooked up to give the new voice box and transplanted trachea blood supply to live.
Larynx transplants almost never occur, say physicians, because they're rarely a life-saving procedure, and doctors are reluctant to put a patient on powerful immunosuppressant drugs that are needed to prevent the body from rejecting a transplanted organ. Transplant patients have to take the drugs for the rest of their lives. But Jensen was already on the drug regimen. She'd had a kidney and pancreas transplant 6 years earlier. So the larynx operation, says Dr. Peter Belafsky, offered surgeons a unique opportunity to understand how complex muscle fibers and fine nerves work.
The fact that we have seen her recovery to this point in an amount of time that's really taken us by surprise, how quickly it's happened, tends to indicate that other organs can also receive a similar supply. So, for example, face transplants, other things, might also have this kind of speed of recovery.
Jensen is still breathing and eating through a tube, but she does swallowing exercises every day and is beginning to feel sensation back in her throat. But perhaps the most delightful discovery, she says, is that she can smell for the first time in years because air can finally pass through her nose.
Well, I know on Thanksgiving I didn't want to open my apartment door, but I did, and I smelled my neighbor cooking turkey.
Jensen says there are other smells she could live without, like when she has to take out the garbage. For the California Report, I'm Sarah Varney.
To see a video with Brenda Jensen before and during her operation, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.